Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes it can feel like we're going through more downs than ups. In these moments, it can be challenging to hold on to hope and believe that things will get better. However, as Christians, we have the promise that God will surely restore. This promise can give us the strength to persevere through difficult times and trust that better days are ahead. In this devotional, we will explore the theme of restoration in the Bible and how it applies to our lives today. Join us today as we explore the subject of restoration in the Bible with the topic, God Will Restore. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3.
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
One of the most significant themes in the Bible is that God is a God of restoration. From the beginning of the Bible to the end, we see God's desire to restore his people and creation to their intended state of wholeness and goodness. In the Old Testament, we see this theme play out through God's interactions with the Israelites. Despite their repeated disobedience, God always remained faithful to his promise to restore them. In Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 3, we read, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." This passage speaks to God's heart for restoration. He desires to take our brokenness and turn it into something beautiful, to bring joy out of mourning and praise out of despair. In the New Testament, we see this theme play out through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through his death on the cross, Jesus made it possible for us to be restored to a right relationship with God. In Romans chapter 5 verse 10, we read, "For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" Because of Jesus, we can experience the fullness of God's restoration in our lives. God restores what has been lost. Another important aspect of God's restoration is that he restores what has been lost. In the book of Job, we see this theme play out in a powerful way. Job was a man who had everything, wealth, health, and a large family. However, Satan challenged God, saying that Job only loved him because of his blessings. So God allowed Satan to take everything from Job, his wealth, his health, and even his children. Job's response was one of trust in God. In Job chapter 1 verses 20 to 21, we read, "At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.'" In the end, God restored everything to Job, his wealth, his health, and even his family. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, we read, "After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before." This story is a powerful reminder that God is in the business of restoring what has been lost. In Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7, we read, "Instead of your shame you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours." This passage speaks to God's ability to turn our shame into rejoicing and our disgrace into inheritance. When we experience loss, we can trust that God will use it for our good and for His glory. Restoration requires repentance. While God desires to restore us, we must also recognize that restoration requires repentance. In the Bible, repentance means turning away from our sin and turning towards God. It is only when we confess our sins and seek God's forgiveness that we can experience the fullness of His restoration. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7, we read, "Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon." This passage speaks to God's heart for repentance. When we turn away from our sin and turn towards God, He is always ready to forgive and restore us. In fact, the very act of repentance is a step towards restoration. In Joel chapter 2 verses 12 to 13, we read, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity." This passage speaks to the importance of genuine repentance. God desires that we not just go through the motions of repentance, but that we truly turn our hearts towards Him. When we do, we can trust that He will restore us. Restoration takes time. While God is able to restore us, we must also recognize that restoration takes time. In the Bible, we see many examples of people who experienced restoration, but it often took years, even decades. For example, the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness before they were able to enter the Promised Land. Joseph spent years in prison before he was restored to a position of power in Egypt. Even Jesus, after His resurrection, spent 40 days with His disciples before ascending to heaven. The process of restoration can be slow and difficult, but we can trust that God is with us every step of the way. In Psalm chapter 126 verses 5 to 6, we read, "Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them." This passage speaks to the process of restoration. When we sow with tears, when we go through difficult times, we can trust that God will bring joy in the end. We may not see the fruit of our labor right away, but if we persevere, we will eventually see the restoration that God has promised. In conclusion, as Christians, we have the promise that God will surely restore. This promise can give us hope in difficult times and the strength to persevere through trials. God is a God of restoration, and He desires to restore us to a place of wholeness and goodness. He restores what has been lost, and He does so through repentance and time. As we go through life, we can trust that God is with us every step of the way, leading us towards greater restoration and joy. In Psalm chapter 126 verses 1 to 6, we read, "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev.' Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy." The promise of God's restoration is a powerful and comforting truth for all believers. It reminds us that God is able to restore what has been lost, and that He desires to do so in our lives. We can trust that God is with us in our trials, leading us towards greater wholeness and goodness. If we turn towards Him in repentance, we can experience the fullness of His restoration. And even when restoration takes time, we can trust that God is with us every step of the way, leading us towards greater joy and thanksgiving. As we go through life, may we hold fast to the promise of God's restoration, and may it give us hope and strength in all circumstances. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today in gratitude for Your promise of restoration. We thank you that you are a God of restoration, and that you desire to restore us to a place of wholeness and goodness. We ask that you would help us to trust in your promise of restoration, even when we go through difficult times. We ask that you would give us the strength to persevere, and the hope to hold fast to your promises. Lord, we recognize that restoration requires repentance. We ask that you would help us to turn away from our sin and turn towards you. We ask for your forgiveness, and for the fullness of your restoration in our lives. We also recognize that restoration takes time. We ask that you would help us to trust in your timing, and to persevere through the difficult seasons of life. We ask that you would give us the strength to sow with tears, knowing that we will reap with songs of joy. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness and your love. We thank you that you are with us every step of the way, leading us towards greater restoration and joy. We pray that you would continue to guide us on this journey, and that you would help us to hold fast to your promises. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 1 and chapter 2. And for the evening, Mark chapter 3 verse 1 to 21. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.